We're in the middle of Yoredei Reish Samachas, Hilchos Gerim. Let's take a look at Halacha Sif Daled, which we've done already a couple of times. Holo Tvilas Ger Tzarech Bezdin Shalosha, because the dunking of the Ger requires a Bezdin of three. Ein Matbilin Oso B'Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. V'lo B'Yanta V'lo B'Layla. If you did it, it works, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, Yontif, or Laila. So you missed the Ber HaGola. Look at the Ber HaGola, Os Chaf. It says, Machlokes in the Gemara, in Yavamas, Daf Menvav, Kerb Yossi, Bebreis, Hashem, Daf Menvav, Amabez, Usvirle, the Iker Tamim, Mishim, Dein, Don, in Bishabbos. Because you're not allowed to judge on Shabbos. And what does a Ger have to do with din, with judgment? The Ger Mishpat Tzibay. The word Mishpat is used in conjunction with the Ger. The Chayim in Dona B'Layla. So Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Layla are all seem to be in the same category, according to this reason at least, that you're not allowed to have judgment B'Layla. Now, the reason that you're allowed to go to the mikvah, a regular person who's Tameh, there's another problem. It looks like you're fixing yourself. You were a Tameh, now you are Tovah. So usually we say it's mutter because it's not recognizable. But here, it is recognizable because you need the dayan in there. And therefore, it's worse than a regular case of a Tameh person going to the mikvah and becoming tahor. That's it. Sif, hey. Hamalas hagerim, one who does bris milah to gerim, makes a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, l'kein ma'kelam. Asher Kiddushanu, it's also Vitzivan, Lamul Es HaGerim. So we saw yesterday, the reason the bracha here is Lamul instead of Alamila is the Shulchan Aruch Lishitaso. I did not clarify what the halacha is. The Shulchan Aruch holds, whereas a regular Moab makes a bracha of Alamila, but when you do your own son's bris, the bracha is Lamul Es HaBen. With a lamed. So here, since every Jew is part of the obligation, as the Ber HaGola Ois Chaf Beis points out, every Jew is part of the obligation to circumcise the ger. So therefore, the moel over here is not like the moel who's doing my son. He's doing my son. He's just my messenger. He's my helper. He's my shaliach. But it has nothing to do with him. But here, he's part of the Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is commanded to help the sincere Ger to convert. So therefore, when he does the bris, it's not like a foreigner. It's like he has he is involved. And therefore, the bracha is Lamul. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us the second bracha, V'yachar gach mavarach bracha to Hashem l'kinu bracha lama sheki dushanu. The same bracha as before, but it continues. Take out a little bit of the dam of the bris. If not for dam bris, the heaven and earth would not exist. The pasuk in Lo Brisi Yom Halayla, Chukos Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. If not for my covenant of Yom Halayla, which is a machlokes what it means, but here it means bris mila. I never would have established the Chukos Shemayim Va'aretz. I never would have established the heaven and the earth. And then the Taz points out in Sifkat Yibes, V'chosem, there's an ending. Baruch Atah Hashem, Korei Sabris. Okay. That is Sif. Sif Vav. It's a very little Sif, but it's packed. So the Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Ayin Ches, brings down a line from Rabbah. Amar Rava, Nachris Meuberes Shenis Gaira. You have a pregnant non-Jewish woman. Yeah? Pregnant non-Jewish woman and she wants to convert. In fact, she does convert. She converts. So says Rava, Buna Inter Tevila. The son does not require Tevila. Means the son is Jewish. Now, why is the son Jewish? So there's basically three ways of, the Gemara goes on to discuss it, which we'll get back to in a little bit. Basically, three ways to understand why the son is Jewish. So there are achronim, but this is not the simple understanding of the Gemara over there, and this is not the way most of the Rishonim learn, but there are achronim that want to say that once he becomes Jewish, he's Jewish. And then when she has a baby that comes out is coming out of a Jewish mother, so the baby is Jewish. Okay, that's not the way Moshe showed him learn. That's not the way the sugya seems to go over there in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Ches. Now, this has great ramifications. You know, what if you have a Jewish mother, you're Jewish. What about the Jewish mother makes you Jewish? Is it the birth? Is it the conception? Is it the carrying? Which nowadays, in the world of wild, you know, technology, this has a lot of serious halachic ramifications. But let's not get, we're not going to get too involved. In this particular case, the pregnant woman converts, goes to the mikvah. It could be that the baby that's born is Jewish because it's being born of a Jewish mother. Again, that's not the simple way of understanding this again. The simple way of understanding the sugya is that when the mother converts, the baby in utero is also converting. Now, within that understanding that the baby in utero is also converting, so there are two approaches. Now, this is a very complicated sugya, and lots of Rishonim and lots of different ways of understanding it. I'll just tell you the way I understand it. One is that there's a machlokes in all over Shas, uber yerech imo or uber lav yerech imo. Is the fetus considered to be a part of the mother's body or not? If the fetus is part of the mother's body, so the mother converts. When the mother converts, her head is Jewish, her toe is Jewish, her arms are Jewish, her legs are Jewish, her kidneys are Jewish, her liver is Jewish, and so is her baby. Part of her, finish. Simple. And now, when the Gemara says "ain't so tefillah," I'm just thinking of this now. Does the baby need a bris to convert? Can they do that bris on the eighth day? Does the baby need it? Let's say the baby, they don't do a bris for whatever reason. Is the baby Jewish or not Jewish? If we say the baby's born with a Jewish mother, Jewish, so Jewish. If we say it's part of when the mother converts, the baby converts, but this is a baby boy. Maybe the baby boy needs bris milah to be considered Jewish. Or maybe not, because the baby is converting in utero and you can't do bris milah in utero. I don't know. I'm sure that's discussed somewhere. This is a huge sugya that's...
I think if there's any can marry a mom, so she can marry a mom.
Well, is the baby Jewish or not Jewish? All right, is the baby a convert or not convert? Can the baby marry a Kohen? Yeah, there's all sorts of nafkaminas. Is the baby considered a convert or not? What's the relationship between this baby and its siblings born afterwards? Yeah, there's lots of nafkaminas. And discussed in different Gemaras and Erev and Daf Tzadi Zayin. Yevamos Tzadi Zayin, Yevamos Tzadi Ches. Okay, so that's one way of understanding the baby just part of the mother. Simple. The mother converts, the baby converts. Finish. I mean, it's still not simple because if it's a boy, we have a question about the bris. What's the status of that bris? The other way is uber lav yerech imo. Then no, the fetus is not part of the mother. Just because the mother converts doesn't make the baby... The baby's not converting as a part of the mother. The baby is converting as an independent entity of the mother. Now that's really how the Gemara sounds over there. Yevam Masayin Ches. And the Gemara says, oh, but the baby... There's a chatzitza, there's something separating the water from the mother, from the baby, right? The person goes to the mikvah, he would be covered by water. We have something called chatzitza. If I have a band-aid, you got to take off the band-aid. So here, the whole baby is chatzitza. The baby, the water doesn't come near the baby. So the Gemara already answers that Hani Ravi say that's how babies, that's how fetuses are, and therefore, that's okay. So, either the fetus is converting as part of the mother, which is a simpler way of understanding it. Not simpler in the sugya, but it's simpler in logic. Or, the fetus is not part of the mother, it's a separate conversion. If it's a separate conversion, what about the fact it didn't come in contact with the water? That's no problem, Gemara says, Hainu Revisa. But, the bigger problem is, the benzin needs to be involved, as we're going to soon see. It's like converting a baby. When you convert a baby, there's a process, there's a procedure. If it's a separate conversion, because the baby is considered a separate entity, then another thing we'll see is the Bezin will have to know about that. The Bezin has to know, we are converting this baby. If they know the baby exists, so then that's going to be a problem. Look at the Shulchan Aruch on the Ches Divav. Nochris, shenis gaira v'hima uberes. And now a Jewish woman is converting, she's pregnant, but not ain't tzar tvila. The son does not require tvila. Okay, what about bris? Doesn't say. Because baby Eder needs a bris. Bris on the eighth day?
Kusis.
Not clear.
What says kusis?
Okay, we keep having different different girsos. Now, here, look at Ois Zion. Look at Ois Zion, the Pisrei Tshuva. Ayin b'dagam Ravava, apparently the famous Dagam Ravava. Shakasa v'imyadu bezdin b'shas tefila shehimu uberes. At the bezdin, at the time of the dunking, at the time of the conversion that she's pregnant, hadin pashut. Then it's simple that the baby's going to be Jewish with the mother. Aval im lo yadu bezdin shehimu uberes, but if the bezdin didn't know, yesh b'zeh arichus dvarim. It's a long story, says the Dagam Ravava. And he doesn't want to go into the long story. And then in the actual Dagam Ravava, I have an Otsa Mefarshim. It says, Yeshi Mazarich Dvar V'taliya Ba'asher Ravi. It's dependent on a major league, Machlokes, and this is not the place for that. Okay, now that would sort of depend if the baby's a part of the mother. So we don't need to know. We know the mother has 10 fingers. If the mother has 9 fingers, or 10 fingers, or 11 fingers, it doesn't make a difference. The mother's Jewish, so is her entire body. The mother's Jewish. So if the baby's a part of the mother, the baby's a part of the mother, I don't even need to know about it. What does it matter? The mother and all her organs are Jewish. One of her organs is a fetus. But if it's a separate entity, so I'm converting a separate human being. So I need to know about that. Okay. So that is... That's Siv Vav. Now, Siv Zayin is a very famous sugya in Ksuvis and Daf Yud Aleph. There's a mission of the Ksuvis Yud Aleph. Then the Gemara tells us, Amravuna ger katan. You have a minor who wants to convert. Madbilin also adas bezdin. You can convert him adas bezdin. Now, why can you do that? We say, because it's a privilege to be Jewish. If it's zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. And I can do something good for you without your knowledge. Oh, here, maybe the baby has knowledge, maybe not. If it's an infant, there's no knowledge. If it's a 10-year-old, maybe there's knowledge, but it does not consider knowledge. Because under bar mitzvah is not considered to have proper das. Then, and that's what they do. Someone adopts a baby, they convert the baby. Amar Rav Yosef, higdilu yicholim limchos. Okay, yeah, you can convert a minor, make them Jewish, but... When they get older, they become bar bas mitzvah, they can protest, they can say, I want out. I hereby say that it was not a privilege for me. I don't want any part of this privilege. I want out. Boom. Then they won't be Jewish. However, continues the Gemara. Kevin shehigdila sha'achas. Once the child, the baby, the minor, is an adult, sha'achas, velo michza, and did not protest, shuv enichol limchos. And right at the bar bas mitzvah, they basically say a day before bar bas mitzvah, they have a decision to make going into bar bas mitzvah. If they act Jewish, then on the 14th birthday they change their mind, too late. You must decide that before your 13th birthday. Before your 13th birthday. Once you accept it, you accept it. Now, there seems to be
a... Wait a minute, what's the default if they don't say anything?
What if they don't say anything? So that's an excellent question. If they're acting Jewish and the boy has a bar mitzvah and he puts on tefillah and the girl says moda ani and she makes a bracha and she benches, so she's acting Jewish. So then she's acting Jewish. Now they're supposed to give the kids a choice. What if they didn't give the kid a choice? They only gave the kid a choice at 16, 18, 20. Then he figured out that he has a choice. Can he then protest? There's a million shilas here. Nothing is clear. And these are stories that happen every day. I have on my plate a bunch of these stories.
Really?
I had a story in Beitar with a Russian family that converted a boy. Asked him by his mother, asked him at the bar mitzvah. Very firm family, Haredi family. The kid was struggling in his Judaism, so he ended up in Thayla's Mordom. And the mother asked the kid, if you'd have a choice to be Jewish or Goyish, what would you pick? He said, I'd pick Goy. But she didn't tell me I had a choice. So I brought this Shaila to three people. And it's not my reason. I Shaila. One said, he's a Goy. That's called rejection in Judaism.
Wow.
The other one said, no, that's not called rejection. The other one said, Suffolk rejection. Okay, and another story with another Russian family in Eisha Torah. Boy in Eisha Torah, father's Jewish, mother's not. Mother moves to Israel, converts herself, and converts him. Sends him to frum schools. Everything's fantastic. The parents get divorced. The Jewish father, the Goyish mother. The Goyish mother converts. The problem is, she converted with the baby, with the boy.
Yeah.
The young boy sends him to frum schools, she's frum. Problem is, the parents kissed and made up. The non-religious or anti-religious Russian dad takes his ex-wife, who remarries his ex-wife, and takes their baby back to America, and no Judaism, no Shabbos, no kashrus, no tefillin, no bar mitzvah, no nothing. Boy is 18, 20, whatever, 21 years old, ends up in Eishet Torah. I'm Jewish. Are you Jewish? He was converted as a child. The conversion was a good conversion. He was raised religious. But by the time he was 13, there was no religion left in his life whatsoever. Is that a rejection? Is that a rejection? He didn't know. I took him to the Beis Din of Rabbis and Karelitz. And it's a big shiloh. These are major shilohs. So he did another gear.
He wanted to be Jewish.
In the end, he wanted to be Jewish. He ended up in Eishet Torah learning for a year or two. Yes, he ended up, yeah. Okay, so these stories nowadays happen all the time. Now, when they convert as children, so they quote Rashi as saying that conversion is only rabbinical. And it's only after the bar mitzvah that it kicks in on the Torah level. Tosa says, it's a famous Tosa over there, how does this whole thing work? How could you, you're zochel adam, you're acquiring it for him, that works through shlichus, a katan doesn't have the ability to appoint a shaliach, how does that work? Tosfos goes back and forth and concludes that it's Daraisa. The Ritzvah brings down, some say it's Darabanan, some say it's Daraisa. And then when the kid rejects it, so then the rejection works retroactively. So if the kid touched wine when he was 12 years old, you thought he was a nice Jewish boy, turns out that wine now is not going to be kosher. Okay, let's see that inside. Rei Samachel Sivzayin. Goy Katan. Little girl. Im yeshlo av, if he has a father, yochel legayer, so the father can convert him. Im eilo av, if he doesn't have a father, ubol es gayer, and he comes to convert. Oh, imo meviyaso es gayer, or the mother brings him. Bez din megayerin also, the bez din convert him. Oh, why do they convert him? He has to show consent. He's not old enough to show consent. Shezchos hulo, because it's a privilege to be Jewish. Vizachin lo adam shlo b'fanav, I can do a privilege for somebody. I can inquire if you have a winning lottery ticket without your knowledge, without your permission, because it's a schos, it's a privilege. Now, ben katan shigayru avi ben shigayru bezin, whether the father converted him or the bezin converted him, yochol limchos mi sheyagdil, he can protest when he becomes an adult, when he becomes bar mas mitzvah, ve'ein dino kiso mumer elik a goy, and he goes back to being a goy. He does not have a status of an off there of Jew, he's a goy, he goes back to being a goy, full-fledged goy. I have a Gilyan Marsha at the bottom of the page, and maybe you also have a Gilyan Marsha, letter Ches, where he talks about Imu Ger Rakli Nimidi Derabana, Kigo Mago Vayayin, or Filo Nimidi Derais, the Torah of Plutus, Rashi Vetoisus, Vayayin Beritva. So Machok is Rashi Toisus, and Ritva brings down two opinions. Does this conversion work, Minat Torah, or does the conversion work only Nimidi Derabana? Now, continue, let's do Sif Ches. Vamed Vamamurim, when do we say this? Bisha, that he can protest. Bisha lo nohag minig yahadus. Mishahidil. He did not act Jewish when he became of age. Aval nohag minig yahadus. Mishahidil. But if he acted Jewish when he became of age, shuv ein liyachalimchos. He can no longer protest. And if he does protest, so that he's out. If he does protest, it doesn't work. So he's just called off the derech Jew. He's not called the guard. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva over here, Ois Ches, brings down a heavy-duty Chasam Sofer. It says that this ability to protest, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can always protest. The Chasam Sofer wants to say it's not so simple. Look at Pesachei Tshuva, Ois Ches. Ayin b'sefer tveres l'moshe, shekasev, d'mhoisa horoso shalom k'dusha. The mother became pregnant when she was not Jewish. And then she converts. V'leidasa v'k'dusha. You go and shin is gayer and nachris and the uberes, like we saw in the previous halacha. Eino yachol limchos. There he wants to say that the boy, that would be another nafka mina perhaps. When the mother converts, and we said that and she's pregnant, the baby is considered to be converted in utero, can he protest 13 years later? If he's considered born of a Jewish mother, which is not how most posts can go, he's born of a Jewish mother. But if he's considered to be converting with his mother, so then maybe he can protest. So this here, Pisgei Tshuva brings down to Rasul Moshe, he cannot protest. Continues the Pisgei Tshuva. Do you have the next thing? It's in brackets. The Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. Continuing in Pisgei Tshuva Ois Ches. You have that? Even if the baby is born a guy, if his father or mother converted with him, he cannot protest. This whole concept of protesting is not so simple. He can't protest if one of the parents converted with him. The Rif, the Rif doesn't paskin that he can convert it and he can protest at all. So here are the footnotes. I have footnotes of him. I fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruch says that the Rif doesn't write explicitly, but the Rif leaves out Rav Yosef. He leaves out the whole concept of protesting, which means that he doesn't hold from it. If the parents bring him to convert, even if they don't convert with him, the child cannot protest. The of the Rambam, who came, and he thinks it's almost positive the Rambam holds like that. The Shita Mikubetis brings many Rishonim that when one of the parents converts with the babe, with the child, he cannot protest. Uvarash, the Rosh over here in the Sukkah of Yud Aleph, Ksubis Yud Aleph, Lo Mazin Shechol Yud Azeh, he doesn't explicitly disagree. Imkei Ein Safek Dehachi Hilchasa. So the Chasan Sofer comes up very stark against the Shulchan Aruch that he cannot protest. Because of Od, Heichad Yachal Limchos. But now, when he can protest, he's uprooting the Gerus retroactively. So it's not like he was Jewish until 13, rather it works the Rabbanu Daraisa, Macholikas Rashi tells us, now he becomes not Jewish. No, he uprooted it retroactively, he was never Jewish. And therefore, Vayayin Hanishad, any wine left over, Shinago, Akoda Machaso, that he touched when he was 12 years old, or 11 or 10 or 9, Hukochal, Maga, Ove, Gululim, Kotam, Vayayin Shalanim. So it's like, a minor guy touching our wine, which is a problem. Can't drink the wine. And if he slept with a Jewish girl, he also ben test when he was above the age of 9. So a Jewish man that sleeps with a Jewish girl does not pass. She can go off and marry a kohen. Does not pass her to kahuna. But if she sleeps with a guy, she is psula la kahuna. She cannot marry a kohen. Here she slept with a boy who's 9, 10, 11 years old, such a boy. He was Jewish. But then he rejected his Judaism at 13. Boom. So now, retroactively, he's not Jewish anymore. So now she's considered to have slept with a guy, and she leaves to the kuna. Nefsula mea kuna. Ah, but, says the Pisgei Tshuva, or the Chasam Sofer, Anu en tzvichin lochosh is a klal shemimach. You don't have to assume that this kid's going to go reject the Judaism and become a guy. You can treat him like a Jew. But beware, because if he does reject the Judaism, it works retroactively, and he does become a guy retroactively. Now, if it's a boy, I don't think a boy can get married under bar mitzvah, so it's not so relevant. But a girl, on some level, can get married under bas mitzvah. Although here she converted, so she doesn't really have a father, but maybe midrabanan, her mother, whatever, maybe she can get, it sounds like she can get married, because he talks about, he also says, Lisa Yisraelis. I don't know how a minor can get married, a minor boy. But a minor girl can some level get married. But if she then goes and rejects religion, the wife, she becomes non-Jewish. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. Okay, so that is Yerodei Reish on the Ches, Dalet Hei, Vav, and Zion, and Ches.